This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. In a courtroom packed with emotion and scrutiny, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer of the ill-fated film Rust, finally received her sentence for involuntary manslaughter in the tragic shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A Rust shooting survivor gives an emotional testimony before the sentencing is handed down by the judge. Let's go now to the courtroom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. I would like to thank the court, as well as Ms. Morrissey and her team, for allowing me to speak today. Struggled with what to say here today because what I want is simply not possible. I want that none of this ever happened, that everyone's okay and that lives weren't destroyed, and that, worst of all, Helena's life wasn't lost. I would not presume to speak for Helena, nor for her husband or her son, for her parents or her sister, but I would like to say something on their behalf, if I might. Helena's parents lost their daughter. Her sister lost a sibling and confidant. Matt lost his wife, the other half of himself. And Helena's son lost not only his mother, but everything she had to offer him for the rest of her life. Every kind word, every loving gesture, every support, every influence, every life's lesson, the course of his life has been irrevocably altered. And the world lost not only a person that was a gifted artist, but a truly kind and compassionate person, which often seemed to be in short supply these days. As for myself, the last 2.5 years are difficult to put into words. What it's done to me and the burdens it's placed on me, both emotionally and physically, are my private burdens, and I think I'll choose to keep them that way today. What I will say is that one moment the world made sense, and the next moment it didn't, and it still doesn't, and I don't know if it ever will again. So again, what I really want, I can't have. I want everyone damaged by Ms. Reed's failures that day to find peace. I want this whole thing not to have been consumed by the world as some sick form of mass entertainment. I want to still believe in the better angels of our nature. I want the pain to go away. I want to be who I was before this happened. And above all, I want Helena to be back home with her husband and son in the house she never got to live in. Helena not only had an incredible talent for her art, but she had a talent for life. She was a touchstone for all who knew her. And those of us who were lucky enough to have shared in her fleeting time on this planet are better for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a brief written statement by one of Helena's friends, Anya Bay, and that will be read by Alexander James.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, everyone. My name is Anya Bay. I'm a filmmaker and a very close friend of Helena Hutchins. I want to apologize for not being able to attend in person because of my last minute trip overseas, but I'm very grateful for the state for reading my statement. I've known Helena since 2014 when I first moved to LA. It was impossible not to connect and fall in love with her instantly, as she was that bright beam of light, creativity and energy that could easily ignite the room, if not the entire city. Her passion for cinema was infectious. Her ability to enjoy life and love people around was evident. I felt very privileged to have her by my side, encouraging all of my endeavors. As my family lives far away, Helena became one of a few people that formed my family circle in Los Angeles. We traveled and celebrated holidays together. We supported each other through thick and thin, and of course, we created beautiful films together. We were working side by side, Helena as a director of photography, and I was a writer slash producer. We collaborated on multiple amazing projects, including our very first feature film, which was almost impossible to make. But not for Helena, she didn't believe in impossible. She was a fearless leader with a unique creative vision and deep appreciation for her crew. and I know that hundreds of people can back me up on that. She was a true inspiration. We had many more plans to realize and dreams to fulfill together, and it still doesn't sit with me that it's never going to happen. Helena was a very loving mother and wife, daughter and sister, friend and cinematographer. She was a cinematographer with the capital C, perhaps the most dedicated filmmaker I know, who would always go an extra mile, if not 100 miles, only to take the best shot regardless of how hard it was. Just when finally, after all these years of hard work, she started to get recognized in Hollywood, which we all know could be very cruel and heartbreaking. This horrible turn of events during the production of Rust should have never happened. Set safety should never be overlooked, or, as in this case, completely and utterly disregarded, especially when it comes to weapons. I want to end with this. The tragic death of the incredible Helena Hutchins is not just a huge loss for her family, friends, and people that knew and loved her so much. It's a loss for the entire film community. She deserved better. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
And with that, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the film Rust, was sentenced to an 18-month prison term.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.